Where will I put this stuff? It's some trek up the drive. Is there any chance I could bring the car a bit closer? I'd no idea the house was set so far from the road.
Moira.
All these, what are they, these tree things? Couldn't call them shrubs, could you? I think once you can't see over or around them, they become trees, don't they? And still full of leaves, shiny leaves. Now, what are they called, for goodness sakes? No, don't tell me, I know the name.
Moira.
Patrick, I'm not Moira. Moira left, she left the other day. The agency called, that's why I took the plunge.
Moira.
Where will I put my things, Patrick? Is there any place in particular? Never mind. You can tell me later. In fact, I'll take the tour. Will you give me the tour, Patrick, of the house? Because that would be great. But only after you've made me a cup of tea, which I am sure you can do, with maybe a sin in the biscuity form of sugar and fat. Have you got biscuits, Patrick, or did you let Moira eat them all? God forgive me, I got the sense of a rather solid citizen from talking with her on the phone.
Moira.
Yes, Patrick. Let's talk about Moira. Is she big? She has the voice of a fine girl, as Mother used to say. Moira, a fine girl, is she? Liked a biscuit, maybe got stuck into the occasional cake. Never looks past a Danish pastry. Oh, what word won't come. Don't worry, I'm just the same. Know exactly how that feels. It'll pop out later, unbidden if you're anything like me. You're looking well, really well. I'd forgotten that you were such a handsome man. Now, I'm going to put this stuff through somewhere and... Oh, got another ton in the limousine, which, for goodness sakes, is still on the road with the apology lights flashing away like it'll only be a minute or something. And here you are, holding me up with all the gossip.
Moira.
In here we'll have to do for the moment. Is that all right, Patrick? Mind you don't trip over this stuff. What a lot of photographs you've got in here. Wow. Is that... No, never mind. I'll ask you later. Be right back.
Fat ass.
Moira?
Fat ass.
I had this feeling she sounded rounded on the phone.
Fat.
All those biscuits.
Cream donuts.
Cream?
In the
fridge.
Sneaking off for them all the time. Thinks I don't know what she's doing. Just putting back the medication. Telltale flecks in the corners of her mouth. Big bite on her. Jam stuck to the hairs along her upper lip. Cream in the corners.
She sounds gorgeous.
Fat ass. Strong as
a horse?
Water buffalo.
That's a very precise description, Patrick.
Pull a cart or plough through anything. Arse out here.
Now, I'm going to fetch the car. Is that okay? Leave it on the gravel the other side of the house. And you, Patrick, are going to put the kettle on, aren't you?
Row.
I knew we were going to get along.
Row.
Just the road, that's right. No need to worry, won't be long.
Rhododendrons.
That's the blighters, rhododendrons. A jungle of rhododendrons to keep the natives out. Or to keep us cannibals in, eh?
Rose tree. Rose tree.
What, you've roses too? Out there somewhere, no doubt you have. I love roses, you must show me your garden sometime.
Rose tree.
Kettle, Patrick, kettle.
Kettle.
Kalpana! It's running! Beautiful, clear water! Oh, shit! Kalpana! It's running everywhere! I've started a natural disaster here! I was only trying to help. Oh, what the hell? People need water. I brought them water. Kalpana, I give you water.
Who are you?
I was only here a minute ago. We were talking, Patrick.
Where are you taking those?
My things. I've just brought them from the car.
Your things?
I'm putting them in that room. Guest room, is it? Everything's blue. I'm adopting that room. It's just down from yours. You left the tap running, Patrick. I bet you aren't on a meter or anything out here, but hey, I just thought you ought to know it was left running. I turned it off.
How long have you been living here?
About 10 minutes.
And we're lovers.
You're a fast worker, heaven help you, no.
You're moving in and we're lovers.
I'm going to be looking after you, Patrick, like we talked about on the phone. The other day... After your assessment, after Moira called in the assessment people. I'm Louise. You know, Derek's daughter, Louise.
What are you doing with those things?
I'm moving them in.
We can't be lovers any longer.
Well, it's good to know where you stand, but to be honest, Patrick, it's something of a relief to hear you say so. I've got a headache for all that jiggery-pokery, and anyway, it would be just a bit strange, don't you think, what with me being Derek's girl, Derek's daughter. I'm just taking this through, all right?
I'm sorry.
Don't be. You have nothing to be sorry for.
What are those? What are they? Those out in the... What are they? I can't...
The rhododendrons.
Rhododendrons?
You told me so yourself.
Can't stand them. Taking over the... Filling up the ground, filling up the air. I hate them.
I think they'll take some shifting. Dynamite, maybe. I'll just take this through to my room and then I'll be right back.
Louise. Derek's got a daughter called Louise. She's annoying.
It has been said.
Always being... Ah! Sick.
Really?
Newspaper all over the back of the car and vomit.
I'd not thought of that for years. Dad used to say it would stop me feeling nauseous if there was newspaper on the seats. And I believed him. I'd forgotten.
Never forget the smell.
Well, I'm her. I'm the puking child, Louise. Derek's girl.
Where is he?
Dad?
No, Dad's dead. Dead and gone. Where's Derek?
Dead.
Wretched bureaucrat. Never really alive.
He died 2 years ago. You were at the funeral. You spoke of him at the funeral. You made the speech, the eulogy. I asked you to do it, and you did. You spoke beautifully. You made me cry all over again. I wasn't the only one weeping either. A life of quiet service, that's what you said. A life of persistence. A life lost, atom by detonating atom. A life diminished by a cruel illness and affliction. A life reduced to a state of not quite being. Those are the things that you said. And I'll never forget those words. At least I hope I won't.
I don't really get on with Derek.
I'm sorry about that. He loved you to bits.
Kalpana! Took your time.
Is there water?
Had a bit of an incident.
I heard you screaming.
And you didn't
Everyone
rush to
Everyone is waiting.
Help.
Everyone, you promised them.
Yes, there's water. Running continuously.
It's not always safe to make so much noise.
Sorry. I'll start work on a pump for irrigation.
Good. Even better if you could make bullets. Or a bomb. You could make a bomb, couldn't you? This arrived for you.
For me? A miracle. Post reaches me here. You've got to hand it to the British Empire. From the guys in Calcutta, I guess, wondering when the hell I'm going to show up and start working their school.
British stamps.
I'm not reading that.
It's addressed to you.
Not opening it, not reading it. Nothing I want to hear from him.
Who?
Forget it.
Stop being a child.
Stop being an adult. No, it's infected. Keep that virulent disease-ridden thing out of my way. No, go away.
Wow, you're up early. Happy Christmas, by the way. It's Christmas Day, Patrick. You helped me wrap our presents to one another last night. Well, at least yours will be a surprise. It's going to be fabulous weather by the look of it. You've got your trousers on and everything. Very impressive. Nearly. I'd check the zip if I were you. Don't want to give the neighbours something to talk about, do we? Not that there are any neighbours.
Who are you?
Derek's girl, Louise. Want to go out for a bit of a walk round the garden? No problem at all. Just let's get you ready first.
How did you get in?
I never heard you getting up, Patrick. How long ago was that? I must have been dead to the world. Couldn't sleep last night. So I started nosing around. I hope you don't mind. I was looking through your workbooks. Those drawings of machines, technical drawings. I fell asleep with them spread all round me.
You were in my bed.
No, baby bear. I sleep in the blue room in the study. Are you going to undo the buttons for me, Patrick? The ones on your Jim Jam jacket?
Pajamas.
Oh, that's right, pajamas. Must get things accurate. You're right to correct me. Mind that you do. Any time that you hear me get something wrong. So undo the buttons for me, Patrick. Would you look at the garden? A tiny bit of morning sun creeping in at last, and the frost whitening every twig. That's right. Nearly there.
Pajamas.
It's a funny word, isn't it? I've always thought it sounds kind of soft and comfy. Would you say it's a, what do you call it, one of those words that, you know, mean what they sound like? Oh, for the life of me, what do you call them?
Pajamas.
Never mind. Yes, pajamas.
From India.
Ah, now there you're wrong. Egyptian cotton, I think you'll find. It says so on the label. I noticed when I was ironing. Egypt. They're from Egypt.
No.
Well, believe me, I've ironed them. I haven't seen you ironing anything, Patrick, have I? And if I did, I'd need to disarm you immediately. Can't have you wandering around wielding a lump of red-hot metal, can we? In fact, we must be really careful with everything hot. Maybe except for a cup of tea.
Darjeeling.
Ah, that's what it says on your old tin. Can't be certain of the contents, however. Not much Darjeeling in Coscutter. Did I hear you offer to put the kettle on? Thanks very much. Don't mind if I do. Oh. Well done. Look at you. A fine figure of a man. Dad, Derek, never looked so well. Everyone said that you took after Grandad. No idea who Derek took after. He was a throwback. Just like me, eh? I look at that photo of your father next door wielding an axe wherever it was, and I can see the resemblance. Where was it taken, that photo? You know the one, sepia tint. Your father looking quite the young buck, taking measured chunks out of a fir tree. Looks pre-war to me. Never mind. You can tell me later. I'm not doing that up for you, Patrick. The more you do for yourself, the better you'll be, and the better you'll feel. But Dad had no shape, did he? Derek, I mean. He had the body of a baby. An outsized baby. And by the end, that's all I kept seeing.
Derek's girl.
Derek's girl!
Don't know her name.
Louise.
No, that's not it. Terrible case of freckles.
Oh, that's right. There were indeed about a gazillion freckles. Still are when I look at the sun for more than a minute.
She's a very demanding child.
She is. I have to say, in my defence, children are.
Always being sick.
That's right, Patrick. Always vomiting up in poor old Derek's Ford Cortina. Obviously made a deep impression. I'm trying to remember for the life of me when you would have been in the car too while I was performing my inimitable party piece.
What are you doing?
I want to kiss you.
Well, you shouldn't.
I want to carry you then.
Oh, carry the water.
I want to fold you tight enough so you can fit into my pocket and carry you there. All right, I'll carry the water.
I know it's maddening, but you need to keep in practice doing things like the shirt, then on with the fleece and we can go outside.
I'll carry it.
It'll be too cold.
Let me carry it.
All right, we can slip it on later. Are you going to name me the plants? I love to hear you name all the plants.
I don't know them all.
I bet you do. I bet you a mince pie you can name all the plants in God's creation. Look at it, Patrick. Look at it all.
They're not that heavy.
Not the first 10 times.
I've nearly finished the pump. Soon no one will carry water from the stream again.
Good. Then you can start work on a bomb with a time delay mechanism.
I'm not sure about bombs.
We need to destroy the railway. There's a bridge. Blow up the bridge and cut off the supply of troops and weapons.
Give me another week to complete my unpatented mini-turbine and there'll be enough power to drive a couple of 40-watt bulbs. I know there aren't any light bulbs and the last thing the movement needs is to attract the attention of the authorities, but that's not the point. The point is that water will turn the machine and turn itself into power, and power can be used. That's the point of every revolution, Naxalbari included. I should have thought you, of all people, would understand that.
We need water now, for cooking. Stop lecturing.
Right.
Especially when you understand so little. And stop looking at my ankle.
I wasn't. All right, I was. I can't help it. It's perfect.
It's an ankle.
How can anyone not believe in God? It's beyond me. I mean, just look at this. Beneath all of the sky, everything here in your garden. How can people go past God for this? Beat me. I feel sorry for anyone who doesn't get it. It just all fits together, every bit. And we sometimes get a glimpse of that, don't we? just now and then. Beneath the whole of the sky, nothing else makes sense. It's all been imagined and then made. It's all in a pattern. It's all him. I want to hug you. Can I?
There once...
Is this the start of a story?
There was once... Gone.
Oh, never mind. Later, maybe. I was meaning to ask you, what happened to Grandad? To your father? I hardly knew him before he was in the hospital. No one said what was going on, not to me anyway. I was too young. It wasn't a normal hospital, was it? It was a mental hospital. I only worked it out later. But that's what they did then. I mean, he had it too, didn't he? The dementia thing? But that's what they did then. Slam you in a mental hospital and visit almost in secret or something. He can't have been much older than you. Or Derek. Oh, I wish someone could tell me. Even as a child, I kind of knew not to ask about him. It was like he was dead.
There was a young man... Got it. There was a young man... A young man from the Cape... There was a young man from the Cape who buggered a Barbary ape. The result was quite horrid, all arse and no forehead. I'm on bollock the size of a grape.
Where did that come from?
One bollock the size of a grape.
Someone will hear.
One bollock
who told you that
the size of a grape.
Shh, here's one. It's the only poem I can remember. There once was a lady from Hyde who ate a green apple and died, while her lover lamented the apple fermented and made cider inside her inside.
Grape! The size of a grape! Dad always said it right to the end.
Well, the end is the best part.
Until he died.
And now you.
And now me.
The doctor thinks it's a family thing, this illness.
I really don't like the doctor.
Oh, we mustn't go blaming the messenger.
State of pressure.
Well, I don't know what that means, but I think he's been unusually thorough. He wanted to hear all about Dad, I mean, Derek, especially when I mentioned Grandad. Shall we stay here a bit longer? It's warm enough, amazingly. Or do you want to go back inside? I had an idea of what you could do. I was looking through the photos, and I thought you could look through the photos with me one day. You could tell me who they all are. I recognise one or two faces, but I bet you know them all. You can name them all, just like you can name all of God's garden.
There is no...
You could, though, couldn't you? It would be good for you.
There is no...
You remember their faces and say their names, and I get to find out about the obscure bits of family history.
No God, there is no God.
You don't really believe that, Patrick. I know you don't.
We'll
go back to the house then. The long way round. Good to get exercise. It makes you feel better when you exercise, doesn't it? Louise, Derek's child. Watch your step, Patrick. All these brambles. There's nothing there, Patrick.
Sing that again, please.
It's finished.
I want to know what the words mean. I want to learn the words.
Do you?
I'm staying here forever.
Is that how long it'll take to build a water pump?
I just want to stay.
And make strange drawings of my ankles.
Only the right one. The left always goes wrong.
When we've won here, I'll be moving on. You could come too.
Where?
Wherever the Naxalite movement goes next. I hope back to Calcutta. Things are going to change quickly when we win. Think about Mao.
The long march.
The great leap forward. Landlords eradicated. Everyone will have enough. We'll be in Calcutta soon.
And what will your father think about that?
He's a doctor, not a landlord.
He still stands to lose out, surely.
He'll have to get used to it.
Or else?
He'll adjust. I know him.
He knows where you are, doesn't he? He knows what you're doing. Sing something else.
Not now. We have to go to Sunu's meeting.
There's ages yet.
He's only here for the afternoon. He wants to meet you.
To check me out. I'm not okay with that.
You can't expect to be trusted instantly. People are being killed. How can they know you're not working for the government?
Do you trust me?
Where's the water pump?
It's up here, in my head. It's all up here.
And the uprising is happening on the ground, right now. Not in anybody's head. You have to meet Sunu if you're going to stay.
All these photos. Grandma?
Mother.
Look at that dress.
And again here.
Ah, with... Where was this taken?
With Dad.
Before they were married?
Derek.
Oh, look at him. School uniform.
Squinting at the sun.
I'd know him anywhere, God rest him.
Where is he?
And this is their wedding. Granddad and Grandma. I never saw these before. Why have I never seen these? They ended up with you. I don't understand why Dad never had a single photo of their wedding. What happened?
At the cathedral.
Oh, very grand. They married at the cathedral. So how did that come to pass?
That was all Mother, that kind of thing.
I wish I'd met her. How old was she when she died?
No age.
So what happened?
No age at all. I was the youngest. Derek never stopped crying. And Dad lost his temper over and over again.
Happy times.
Peg.
Oh, look at that long white dress. And who on earth is that tiny bridesmaid? Can't be more than 4 years old.
Auntie Margaret. Peggy.
Oh, what, the little girl?
Peggy.
Auntie Peggy? With the stinking cat and the jungle of a garden over at Pa, walked with sticks, swore like a trooper, terrifying.
Peggy.
A child, look at her.
Gave me a cigarette.
When?
My first, all of 10 I was.
10? Dad used to say she was a witch.
Rolled it for me.
I think it was to do with the cat.
Licked the paper and pressed it shut.
Oh, I'd be sick.
Burnt my lip, right here.
Newspaper clipping.
Left a...
About the wedding, is it?
Yeah, left a blister.
Hang on. What is this? Years later. Some crowd, chaos, police horses and everything.
US Embassy.
What are you grinning about?
Grosvenor Square.
I don't get it.
There, on my head.
What are you doing? Oh, ah! A dent. A scar. Oh, that must have been really serious.
Mounted police, look. They've got those long clubs, look.
This is you. Under all that blood.
My blood.
A riot.
Protest. Grosvenor Square, 68, Vietnam.
The Vietnam War?
Of course the Vietnam War. And we almost made it all the way into the embassy.
And then what were you going to do, for goodness sake?
Occupy it. God, it's like talking to a child.
Right troublemaker I've got for an uncle.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho,
what?
Join in. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho, ho, Ho
the
Chi Minh.
The 60s. That whole, if you can remember the 60s, then you weren't really there.
I remember the 60s.
And you have the scars to prove that you were there. Scars are stories, aren't they? Written into our bodies. Malcolm had this knee operation when he was a kid, I don't know, 17 or something. Couldn't so much as drop his trousers without going on about it. The tragically premature end of his football career.
Your husband?
My ex, yes. Fancy you remembering him.
Malcolm?
I could get almost cross. You remember Malcolm, but you hardly remember me at all.
Louise, Derek's girl. Is Malcolm in the car? Why won't he come in?
No, Patrick.
Where is Malcolm?
I'd rather not speak of him, if that's okay.
Is he dead too?
He's dead to me. Oh, that's an unchristian thought. I'm sorry. The dead, I don't mind speaking of, believe me. I'm fine with that. Some of the living, however, that's another matter. And Malcolm is most assuredly amongst the living.
We should invite him here.
So, Malcolm. Where's this? Looks like Africa. Oh, when were you in Africa?
Never.
Yes, you were. We picked you up from the airport. You'd been there for a year or something. Doing aid work, I remember. I wasn't much more than a toddler. In fact, that must have been when I was in the car and I was sick.
Not Africa.
India, then. I can see now from the people. From the clothes, it was India. Dad told me Africa. I'm sure he always said it was. Or in my head, I just translated it to Africa. Everyone's smiling.
2 days.
Go with her.
Photographs of feet.
Don't stand there watching her go.
A woman's barefoot.
2 days. Why can't someone else go? One of the men.
You know why.
It's dangerous for you, too.
Your letter.
All right, I'll take it.
And read it.
Maybe.
Throw it away and go with her.
Patrick, what's wrong?
I want to...
Kiss me. Carry me in your pocket like a little ball of lint.
I'm frightened.
You're frightened.
Go with her, moron.
Go with who?
2 days. I'm watching your ankle. Moments.
Moments.
Here, Patrick, we'll put the photos away now, shall we? You did so well recognizing all these people.
Go with her.
It's a matter of working out the moments.
There's no one, Patrick. Look at me. Just a funny turn. Derek used to get them all the time.
And there are a lot of moments in an ankle.
He used to go on about the little people coming out of the walls. I've no idea where that came from. It's not as though he was ever that imaginative or anything. Look, just our two selves and a stack of photographs to put away. You can help me sort them out. That would be a good thing to do. We could put them in order a bit.
Moments.
That's true. Photos are moments, little captured fragments.
No.
That's you, isn't it? What moment was that? What were you, 9, 10?
11.
Singing in the cathedral choir. Scholarship boy.
Ridiculous clothes.
All your finery.
Robes on a child. Outrageous.
I think it looks wonderful. What a little cherub you were. Would you like to listen to some of that music?
No.
It can be a great comfort, music. Derek loved hearing old songs when he was very ill. It would calm him down. He'd join in, sort of, with a few of the words. You must have had a fantastic voice.
I don't know why Dad agreed to it. He'd no more time for all that mumbo-jumbo than I have now. All I wanted to do was go to the grammar.
Well, it's gone now. We can't change the past.
Nothing's gone.
Really? Can you remember Derek singing? Not a note in him. He loved to sing, but it was just a growl. It sounded fine to him. He couldn't hear himself. I used to get the giggles listening to him. You were given a gift. Singing is a blessing from God. Derek was blessed in other ways. With patience, maybe.
Bless me.
I don't understand. Oh, your head. That is some scar, Patrick. Some scar.
Moments.
Rotational force is about a point.
First principle in mechanical engineering.
From the simplest lever to the hydroelectric dam. Probably even to the US imperialist space program.
Exporting their hegemony to the stars. And at the heart of it all, the humble moment of force.
And in the human body.
Every joint.
Some have several.
Like the ankle.
What are you looking at?
I'm watching a fool.
You're the fool. Pass us the wrench.
Do you know what you're doing?
Watch and learn, old-timer.
And even if you do, there's no fuel to run it.
Kerosene. We liberated it from the government, remember? A little raid on the police post at Dullabari. So, the sooner I get this working, the sooner we can use it all up before they find out and want it back.
Irrigation.
Increase the crop yield so that everyone gets fed. It's a start.
You'll never get it working
so
like that.
Saying?
Wrong way. Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
They didn't cover that at uni. All theory, no practice. Ridiculous, isn't it? I could design a bridge that would make Brunel weep, but I can't even loosen a nut.
Why not go with her?
Not now.
You should go.
This is my job. She's doing hers.
It's dangerous.
Women are better couriers. Police don't suspect them. And I'd just be in the way. Slow her down. Draw attention.
You could protect her.
The Naxalite movement needs a water pump. No one else can do this but me.
No one else can tighten a nut. No one else can build a bomb. If you really wanted to help her, you'd build her a bomb. Blow up the railway line.
I thought you might be cold out here.
Who are you?
It's good to get fresh air, I know, but let's just put this on you, or you could come back inside. The dinner's in the oven, won't be long.
What are you doing?
Putting your coat on, Patrick, or are you going to do it yourself?
I don't want you here.
Louise.
Where's... What's her name?
What's her name? Louise.
I'm going to call the police.
Police, yes, I know, but there's really no need, Patrick.
They'll bring guns.
Put the coat on. Don't put the coat on. It's up to you.
Look, I just don't want strangers in my house!
How am I a stranger? Patrick, I'm sorry. I've been tetchy all day. I'm distressing you. It's my fault. I'm worried about you getting a chill. I really am. I think you should come in now. I really do. I put the music on. Can you hear?
You hear it too?
I put it on your CD player. It's in the front room. We could go in and listen properly if you're cold out here. And then it'll be time for dinner.
I'm not hungry.
You never are. But somehow the plate empties itself every day.
What's that sound?
Music.
Not that. Someone's out there.
I thought you might have sung this as a child, that you might remember it.
It's Latin. Someone's out there. Someone dangerous.
I thought you might remember the tune, not the... Didn't expect you to remember the words.
Miserere.
Oh, I sang erected. I don't know what it means.
It means nothing. Now turn it off.
Organized religion isn't everyone's thing. I know that. But it isn't all, whatever you call it, mumbo-jumbo. God's love is real.
Non-existent. No, God never was, never will be.
I know there is.
Guesswork.
Faith.
Wishful thinking.
Evidence.
Where?
This world, you, me.
We'd all be here anyway. What bit of the equation necessitates God?
The spark that moves it all, the light.
There's no reasoning with you.
This child singing, you singing... God made that happen.
Turn it off. I need to be able to hear.
If you insist.
Now. Turn it off now.
I will. Just as soon as we get inside.
No, now!
All right. All right. I'm doing it.
Someone's out there. We're surrounded. I need to help. To help.
He's gone now. There's no need to worry. He is trying to help you, Patrick. You know that.
He's the one.
I know.
He's the one. Oh, why can't I even? It's him. I don't like him. I don't trust him. He's a bad doctor.
He's a very good doctor.
He isn't.
He's helping you.
He gave me this.
He brought a different medication.
Not that.
He brought it and explained to me how it works. It's going to help you be... less upset.
He upsets me. Upsets, what am I? He gave me this thing.
What thing?
This, what the hell is it called? He gave it to me.
The illness?
Him.
Louis Body's dementia?
That!
Patrick, he didn't. Really, he didn't. All he did was diagnose what's been happening to you. He found out what the illness is that's been making you feel unhappy and unwell.
He made it up. Invented it and gave it to me. State oppressor.
He just told you what it's called. He named it for you.
Named it? He created it, and now he tortures me with it. That's his function.
He didn't create it.
You just don't understand how any of this works.
There's only one creator, Patrick. You know that.
The state always destroys those who understand. Knowledge is a threat. It won't abide.
There's only one creator. He made
a...
Patrick, try to stop all the shouting. There. It's upsetting when the doctor comes. I understand that. I understand why now. I hadn't clocked it before. The doctor didn't infect you, you know, Patrick. It's not like that. And you aren't the only person to have this. Lots and lots of people have it. Derek had it. I think Granddad had it too. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. I think I could be next. It's selfish of me, I know. But I want to find out everything I can about it to help you better than I helped Dad. And maybe to help myself. What's it called? Enlightened self-interest. I'm frightened, Patrick. I know you're frightened too. It's scary, but God has a reason. It's not always for us to know his reasons, but we must always trust in his goodness, in his boundless love. Oh, your poor head. Your poor old head.
Tell me about the scar.
There's a photo. You've seen it.
You're right. I have. Remind me, though. Tell me again. Was it an industrial thing?
No.
The father of one of your many lovers failed to attend at a shotgun wedding.
I never married.
And isn't that one of the mysteries of the earth, Patrick? There must have been opportunities. I know I'm biased and everything, but you were a really handsome man. I remember having a tiny crush on you myself when I was a girl. You'd turn up on your huge motorbike, that huge thing roaring down the street, Dad worrying what the neighbours would think.
We never got on.
I always wanted you to put me on the back of your motorbike, just to go for a spin. I used to imagine us going really fast round the corners, and I'd feel free. My inner Sigmund is telling me that perhaps your motorbike was the pony I never had.
I didn't marry.
But you could have.
The scar tells you that?
By love, Braille, yes. It's all inscribed here. You loved a beautiful young woman. This was when you were no age yourself.
22.
No, the scar says 23, but we'll let that go. I'll tell you about her. She wasn't all that clever, but she made you laugh. She spent ages making you explain things to her and then picked child logic holes in it. She had long blonde hair, and when you watched her do, just about anything every day, from stirring a cup or opening a curtain and splashing sunlight into the room all round her, anything like that, your heart went into crazy syncopations. I'm right, aren't I?
Her ankle was perfect.
And her ankle was perfect. So why didn't you marry her? I'm going to be really upset if you can't remember that.
When she walked, she turned the world. Her foot strike. That's what turned the world. I knew it. I was going to prove it. With maths and physics. Never finished.
Tell me her name. You can't. Oh, you won't. That's so unfair. I tell you everything, and I would anyway, even if you remember the stuff I say. You know I would. But you won't tell me her name. I'm going to run the bath, Patrick. Will you be all right for a moment?
I need a bath.
Yes, you do. A bit of an accident.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's not a problem. Never a problem. You got very upset, and so you forgot. I'll run a lovely bath and then we can get you all comfortable again. You're sure you'll be all right?
I stink.
You're fine. It's an accident, that's all.
Is that doctor?
Forget about him. Listen to me, encouraging you to forget stuff.
Kalpana, I thought you'd been captured. That's a lie. I thought you were dead.
I had to go further. Sunua's on the move all the time.
I thought you'd been killed. I was going to follow, but, of course, I hadn't any idea where to go. This world, without you in it, nothing could be emptier. I've never understood a vacuum before.
Is that the pump I can hear? You finished it and it's working?
Of course it's working. We're short on fuel, though.
So? We'll raid the police again. It's good to be back.
I shouldn't have let you go. It was dangerous. There's someone else, isn't there?
Someone else? What are you talking about?
2 days, you said, and then I don't see you for a week.
So I belong to you now, do I?
No. You possess me.
I renounce all ownership.
Who
Go
is he?
Free.
Who is he?
Are we going to eat?
Do I know him?
There was trouble. Troops on the railway line. I had to go 3 times further than I expected. Some of the villagers were hostile.
Hostile?
Suspicious. It takes time to explain, but we have to explain. To argue it out, you know that. People think that we are going to behave like the government. That at the end of the conversation, they'll be poorer. But eventually they understand. And then there is hope. And joy. And you have to stay another hour to hear their story. It's always the same story. Not enough land. Starvation in a place of plenty. But everyone must tell it. Everyone must be heard. That's how it works. That's why we're winning through argument.
And bombs.
Explosions accelerate everything. We'll rebuild the railways where we need them to run.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you were worried. I'm back now, and I'm starving. And I'm overjoyed that you're here. Overjoyed.
Can there be love in a revolution?
So long as it doesn't get in the way.
Love must know its place.
When there's injustice and oppression and starvation, yes. Yes, it must wait for its turn. You read a letter?
Eventually.
So?
Let's not talk about it now.
Bad news.
Please, Kalpana, not now.
You're leaving. It's in your eyes. You have to go home.
My brother wants me there.
Why?
Dad's ill. In hospital. It's something... I don't know what exactly. Something long-term. The letter's really vague on that, so I guess the doctors don't know either. Dad, he keeps asking for me.
Then you must go.
You could be with me.
My place is here.
You're not from here.
That's not what I said.
You're from the city.
This is where the war is. Our war, right now. So many hundreds of years and finally it has begun.
It's my war too.
Maybe.
I won't leave you here. It's not safe.
Can you make me safe?
In England, yes.
Some things are more important than my safety. Than our safety.
I know.
Do you? Do you really? Go. Go to your father. When he's recovered, if you still want to be here, you'll come back.
I could teach you how to make bombs.
If you come back. If we still need them, you can teach me then.
We could marry.
Oh, we couldn't.
Right now, beneath this sky, witnessed by these trees.
I cannot marry you.
Because you don't love me.
How can you say that? Because I'm hungry. Feed me some of your hilarious dal, if that's what you're calling it.
You find my cooking funny?
It is funny, but not as amusing as that trench in your skull.
Thanks, thanks a lot. That's my battle scar, I'll have you know.
Battle scar? You stood up without noticing a branch above you.
I was the victim of state
and
brutality.
And was so embarrassed that you invented a story about a mountain policeman.
A mountain, mounted policeman on horseback.
A horseback? In the 20th century, this is getting less and less believable.
It was in the papers. My picture was in the national press.
You're calling a newspaper in as a witness.
I was drenched in blood, screaming like a lunatic, still charging forward like this. Ah! The others followed me, and we nearly broke through. We could see the gates of the embassy just ahead. There were armed soldiers in there, US Marines or something. But we wouldn't have stopped for them. They would have joined us. They would have put flowers in the muzzles of their own rifles.
A hero.
Well, it's not as brave as carrying messages through enemy lines. I know that. Marry me. One day?
Feed me now.
All right. It is dal, but it went a bit wrong.
I'll eat it anyway.
How long have you been in here? Well, you're looking for something. Let's sit down, shall we? Summer sunshine. It's the best medicine in the world. Strawberries. I'll pick some later. I'm sorry about all those questions earlier with the solicitor. I thought you managed very well. She thought so too. It'll be much better when they finish the power of attorney thing. I know it seems maybe unnecessary, but it makes the day-to-day stuff easier. Bills and things, money for the shopping, you know. You do trust me, Patrick, don't you? You absolutely can trust me.
Where do I sign?
Not now. It's all done.
What do you want me to sign?
Nothing. You've done it.
Are there lentils?
Lentils? Yes, there are. Those tiny coral-coloured ones. Are you going to be cooking tonight, Patrick? To be honest, it really is your turn. In fact, it's been your turn for ages. I didn't like to say anything, but since you're offering, that would be great. Lentil soup will do very nicely. Very improving lentil soup. I have a little confession to make on the catering front, as it happens. I've been raiding your store of gin. I hope you don't mind. Thought not. I think it's great here living with you. Looking after you. It was a lot harder nursing Dad. Is that because he was my dad, do you think? I don't know, maybe I made my mistakes with him. You have younger child syndrome in your favour. I love you, Patrick. I just thought it was about time, I said. You keep good gin. God forgive me, it's a weakness, I know.
I want a drink too.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's a really bad idea. Hmm. The medication you're on is kind of heavy duty. Hmm? Oh, why not? Happy to share a glass?
Indian tonic water.
That's right. And Bombay gin, it really is your kind of drink.
I never had gin in India.
Perhaps you moved in the wrong circles when you were there, building bridges or engineering roads or whatever it was you were doing. Just what were you doing? I've been looking at more of your notebooks and the photos that you took. Trying to make sense of all those diagrams. Of ankles.
No further.
It's a mile to the railway.
I know.
But we haven't long.
I don't want to say goodbye to you at the railway. I couldn't bear to be on a train and watch you standing there, waving yourself smaller and smaller.
You want to say goodbye here?
I don't want to say goodbye at all.
More importantly, what happened? It doesn't say anything in the books. Just tell me how it all worked out in the end. It's been driving me crazy.
I want to stand still, just here. And I want to watch you walk back through the trees. And if you could sing as you did it, that would be brilliant.
I can hardly speak. How will I sing?
And don't turn around and let me see your face again, because that will make everything impossible, forever. Just walk.
I have a present for you.
Stray birds?
Tagore. Read it and think of me.
What will I ever read to forget you? Wrong cannot afford defeat, but right can.
Goodbye, Patrick.
No goodbyes. Hello, Kalpana.
Hello. Namaskar.
Namaste.
You're crying. Oh, don't worry. It's just the gin. It puts sepia into the memory, doesn't it? And self-pity into the heart. My heart, anyway. I got hideously drunk on gin when Malcolm blithely announced his departure. He'd been dropping his trousers and discoursing on his scar to some trollop at work. And that was that. Some little tart, half his age, with a quick eye, slick short hand and long legs. I almost feel sorry for him. Do you know what he's done now, Patrick? He's taken up inline skating. And he wears those baggy jeans that expose an unpleasant acreage of boxer short. Can you imagine it, Patrick? A man of 40. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about God's will. Where in his design was the necessity for Malcolm and his pulchritudinous Eve? Don't imagine for one moment that I haven't been down that road, lugging my cross all the way, leaving a deep scar in the dust. God is good, Patrick. His creation is perfect. Like the eye, like the ankle joint. Even like Louis Body's dementia. Perfect. My perfect future. Complete with loss of memory, loss of continence, loss of self. Hallucinations, the lot. Only the scars remain, Patrick. Only the scars.
Dad? It's me. Patrick. Dad. Patrick. Paddy. I thought you'd at least have a room to yourself. I was in India. No, India. Not Indian Queens. You're looking well. It's Paddy. Back from India. No, I'm not the doctor. Did you want me to fetch the doctor? It's me. Paddy. I've come home from India. All right, from Indian Queens. Where is the doctor? We've got to be able to do something. We can mend this. It can't be that broken. Drugs, an operation. You're as strong as a giant, for Christ's sake.
I pray for Malcolm, though. I've forgiven him. And I try not to laugh at him. Try not to wish for the day that Trollope Girl tires of him and boots him out. He'll come in the door one day and bend the dodgy knee to me and beg me to take him back, Patrick. But you know, I won't have him. A year ago I would have done, but I've got a purpose now. I've got you and this garden of faith where I'm living. Where we're both living, Patrick. I think you feel that too now. There's a calm in you recently. A beautiful calm that only ever comes from one thing. A greater love, Patrick. A greater love. I need my bed, Patrick. Are you turning in? Have it your own way. I'm not going to leave you the bottle, though. I've got more sense than that. A greater love, Patrick.
Know what I'm looking at?
A young fool.
And worse.
I had to come home, to be with Dad.
Terrifying, wasn't it?
Not Dad anymore. Where was he? Where had he gone?
Why did you run away?
What?
You heard.
I didn't run away. I came home, for Dad.
A fool and a liar.
I did what I could. I'd done everything I could. She'd been shot. She was dying. Blood everywhere, in the stream where she landed. I went to pull her out, but she was already gone. Looking up at the sky, already gone. She didn't know I was there anymore, and there was movement in the trees all around us.
Frightened. Couldn't deal with it. Ran away. Ran home to Daddy for comfort. And what comfort did you get?
There was no point in staying and dying. I contributed. That pump will be working yet if it's been maintained.
Look who you're lying to. It was all right to be scared. It was all right to fail. It's not all right to lie about it and think that it's been forgotten.
It cannot be forgotten.
Not yet. Go back to her. Take another look. There are no bullets for the past. What you are, you do not see. What you see is your shadow. What you see is your shadow. I need to look again. Wait! I'll come with you.